fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and delighted to be able to be with you again today to talk about and to help prepare all of us for more of the celebration of this great season between the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the great anticipation of the Feast of Pentecost, the celebration and welcoming, hopefully, of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, friends, this week, I want to encourage you, before I get started, to go to Renewal Ministries' website, our website at renewalministries.net. And the programs from this week and previous weeks are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer, download them, put them on your iPod, listen to them when it's convenient. And I hope you do take advantage of listening to it. I think there's a lot the Lord wants us to hear, not just simply to kind of celebrate another year of, okay, Pentecost is here, that's a good thing, let's make sure and get to Mass and whatever. It's different than that. The church leads us through this season because the church wants to awaken us. The church wants to open us, to move us, to hunger and thirst, to yearn and to plead and to beg God for more of the Holy Spirit. Friends, Christianity is the Holy Spirit. It's life, new life in the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ came because the world needs something it does not have on its own resources. The human race needs God, God's life, God's saving life, God's saving action. Jesus came because the human race separated from God and is dying, as St. Paul says, without hope. But hope came into the world in the person of Jesus, our Savior. God came to save. And at Pentecost and the feast that we're about to celebrate another week and a half, what we see is God's plan and purpose poured out. All that Jesus did, his incarnation, his teaching, his life, his passion, his death, his resurrection, his ascension to the right hand of the Father, it's all about this purpose. Because of his triumph, because of his victory, because of his authority, because of his sonship in the Father, because of his messianic destiny, because of his kingship over all things now, he's the one who has the power to bring us to life. Our natural life is not enough. In order for us to pass from this hour, remember, if you tuned in the last couple of days, one of the things St. Peter said on the day of Pentecost was, this outpouring of the Spirit is the fulfillment of the prophet Joel, who said to us, in the last days, God will do this. Friends, we're living in the last days, no matter how long they are. We don't know what these final days, this final chapter of human history, how long it will go, but we do know this. This chapter in human history has a fundamental theme, and the theme is salvation, is God acting to save, God saving a people from eternal separation from him. And he does that by pouring out his Holy Spirit. This is the season of God's mercy, of good news for the world, of the outpouring of the Spirit. What does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a Catholic? It means that you've been baptized in the Spirit. It means that you've entered the waters of baptism. It means that the Spirit of God has been given to you. And you've been brought from death to life because the one who is alive makes his home in you. That's what it's all about. And when, as with the apostles, and this is a concern of the church and what's at the heart of the new evangelization, is the realization when someone is touched by the power of the Spirit, when that new life of the Spirit is poured into us, Jesus said, you'll receive power. I'll clothe you with power. I'm going to give you the power and the capacity to live a new way of life. It's not just a thought, friends. It's not just a philosophy or a concept or something we just meditate on. Christianity is literally a new life by means of a new power that's poured into us through the authority and majesty and power of Jesus Christ. He's fulfilling, like I mentioned on Monday, you know, the words not only the prophet Joel, but also Jeremiah, when he said, I will put my law within your heart. I will put a new heart within you. and you will know me. Everyone will know me from the least to the greatest. We are lost, friends, in this world without God. The apostle said, behold, the light has come. What's the light? The light's been turned on. God has come. We're not alone in this world. It's not a purposeless, determined road to nothing. We're made for God. We're made by God. We're made on purpose. We're made for a purpose. And that purpose, the enemy, the devil's tried to steal that purpose from us. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come to restore us to that fundamental purpose for which we're made. And that is to be united to God, to live with Him, to love Him, to be set free by Him, and to live in a love beyond all understanding. Prophet Jeremiah said, I'm going to give you a new heart. He's saying, through him, the Lord is saying, not only the elite, not only Moses or Abraham or certain characters, King David and others who had the Spirit of the Lord upon him, not just those special people, the kings and the prophets, but all people are destined to know God personally, to know God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and your strength, and to love what you know, that God that has been revealed to you. The prophet Ezekiel, I will put my spirit within you and I will cause you to walk in my statutes. I will give you a new heart. That's the Holy Spirit. To make us know God, to love God, and to know Him personally. When the power of the Spirit, when you're really baptized in the Spirit, you come alive in Christ. Your heart becomes animated in love. It's a life changer. For eternity, our lives are changed. The recent popes have talked quite a bit about the importance of receiving that full life in the Holy Spirit, opening our hearts to the full power of the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to read a variety of quotes from recent popes just to give you a sense of how important it is. What the Spirit does is reveal to us the beauty and the majesty of Jesus. It's the Spirit who enthrones Jesus Christ in our heart. It's the truth. Jesus Christ is Lord, friends. He's at the right hand of the Father. Tomorrow we celebrate, I believe tomorrow is the ascension of our Lord. That means he was raised, he ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, and all power belongs to him. And the Holy Spirit wants us to see his enthronement, his glory, his majesty. Jesus said, all power and authority belongs to you. St. Stephen, when he was being stoned and martyred, what did he see? Jesus Christ in glory at the right hand of the Father. Here's St. John Paul. He said, sometimes even Catholics have lost and never had a chance to experience Christ personally. Not Christ as a mere paradigm or a value, but as the living Lord, the way, the truth, and the life. Let me say it again. Sometimes even Catholics, right, have lost or never had the chance to experience Christ personally. Is that you? Is that your experience? To be a child of God, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, is to know Him. It's the fulfillment of the promise. God said, all will know me, from the least to the greatest. I will touch their hearts. I will put my own law within their hearts. I will pour out my Spirit upon their flesh. John Paul II is helping us understand, look, we're not talking about, he said, Christ as a mere paradigm or a value or some sort of spiritual guru of some kind. He said, he's talking about the living Lord who's alive and wants to come and make his home in us. St. John Paul again, he said, it is necessary to awaken again in believers a full relationship with Christ, mankind's only Savior. Only from a personal relationship with Jesus can an effective evangelization develop. Only from a personal relationship with Jesus. This is why I often say, and others, the new evangelization will not take place without a new Pentecost. What is Pentecost? It's the outpouring of the Spirit. It's Jesus Christ laying hold of our hearts. It's becoming alive in Christ. It's from that position of the Holy Father says here, a full relationship with Christ, a real personal, vital relationship with Christ, the real promise of the Father. From that context, from that position, we go forth and evangelize. Again, Pope John Paul II, he said, the Word of God is the first source of all Christian spirituality. It gives rise to a personal relationship with the living God and with his saving and sanctifying will. One of the reasons I read Scripture all the time on the program is because it really is the source in many ways of, just as the Holy Father's talking about here. He said, it gives rise to a personal relationship with Christ. Here's Pope Benedict XVI. Christianity is not a new philosophy or a new morality. We are only Christians if we have encountered Christ. But we too can encounter Christ in reading the sacred scriptures, in prayer, in liturgical life of the church, the preaching of the church. We can touch Christ's heart and feel him touching our hearts. Only in this personal relationship with Christ, only in this encounter with the risen one, do we truly become Christian. How many of the baptized can really say, I know Jesus Christ personally. He's touched my heart. He's given me a new heart. How many baptized people, especially in this ever-increasingly secular culture we live in, live as if they don't even know God, as if they've forgotten God? How many people call themselves Catholic, sometimes even publicly boast of their Catholicism, but they disagree with almost all of his teaching? They're conformed more to the world. Friends, that's not a Christian. That's not a disciple. Listen to the recent popes speak it so clearly. We can touch Christ's heart and feel him touching ours. Only in this personal relationship with Christ, only in this encounter with the risen one, do we truly become Christian. This is what conversion is. Pope John Paul II, once again, he said, conversion means accepting by a personal decision the saving sovereignty of Christ and becoming his disciple. A decision to respond to the initiative of the Lord. The same appeal that Peter made on the day of Pentecost. He said, believe, repent, be baptized so your sins can be forgiven and you too can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and live in the Holy Spirit, radically in love with Jesus Christ. And I want to talk tomorrow, friends, we're going to talk about the ascension and the lordship of Christ and what the Holy Spirit, what a genuine conversion looks like. Because the Holy Spirit sets our priorities, our eyes on the Lord, but the priorities of the King become our priorities. And it's a good indicator of where we are in relationship to Christ as his followers. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.